Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We got your password coming up in about 10 minutes, Kid Nation, for Beat the Bank
Extreme.
But first, let's get to know Kid Nation.
Yeah.
You know, we have a nice little canal outside the studio with a
like
bench.
Glass window?
Yeah. We used to have a window in front of Big Al and Kelly, but then we started trying to do TV things. So now it's just a window in front of Trey.
Yeah, but you can still watch.
Don't look at us. Yeah.
If you try hard enough, you could still kind of see a little bit of us. And we have a nice bench out there that Big Al Mac built.
He started it.
And then the engineering department had to reinforce it.
And finished it. He did the middle part.
Yeah, because it wasn't up to code and people could have gotten cut and bad things would have happened and then we would have gotten sued. So we have a nice little setup for people to come watch the show. And outside was, and when people show up early, this is cool because you usually come around 8, maybe 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, Kid Nation. We don't blame you. You don't want to wake up at 3 in the morning like
we do. Neither do we.
Yeah, but we just do it. They pay it, like Al says, they pay us to wake
true
up.
Fans.
Do the rest for free.
We do the rest
true
for free.
Fans come early.
So, your name's Sarah.
Yes.
And you came all the way from where?
About 15 minutes away near Love Field.
Okay, oh. so you're in town. That's
She's
not bad.
Close-ish.
Jenna's holding your hand right now.
She appears very nervous, and so sometimes when someone feels nervous, I feel like I didn't ask if I could touch you. Okay, I just started holding her hand because I thought, I like to try and encourage people, it's fine, you're just talking to four friends, because they can get nervous.
I can't help but to notice, Sarah, that you have a nice little May spray hanging from your
eyes. Oh, yes.
Don't use that on me.
All right. So, that's really cool. So, why'd you come to watch the show this morning?
I came to see y'all and hopefully see Bradley Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
See the Bradley Cooper.
The thing,
we
got a
touch.
Text message, right? Where you read her text message that was so nice she sent in, JC?
Yeah, she said, already outside the studio, and this was about 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Excited to see Bradley Cooper and hope to meet him.
Yeah.
Love, Sarah.
Sarah.
We got some good news and some bad news.
Yeah.
What's the good news?
Well, the good news is
you're going to be your front row to get to see us throw stuff into Jenna's mouth.
Yeah, we're going to do that. Okay. And she did say she wanted
to meet us. Yeah, and we'll have a parting gift for you.
We had some sad news yesterday.
Yeah, towards the end of the show.
We're sad. Do you notice why Kelly and I have on no makeup?
Like this.
Did you wonder why I look this way if Bradley Cooper's coming in?
Can we tell? Yeah, did you notice that, Sarah, that Kelly and Jenna don't have the makeups on?
I did now.
Now that you got up close, you're like, ugh.
No.
Yeah, so.
This is the thing, yeah.
Yesterday, our boy Nick, producer Nick, informed us that Bradley was going to fly out late last night.
Yeah, not be here.
And unfortunately, was not going to be able to make it in this morning at 8 o'clock Central.
And not everybody was able to hear the announcement like yourself. I'm so sorry.
And for that, we apologize. That's why I'm glad you weren't too far away, but still sucks that you woke up
earlier.
Oh, my gosh,
you'd come in from out of town?
Yeah, that would have hurt.
Yeah, we grieved a little yesterday.
Yeah.
We were upset because we were looking forward to it. The movie's great, though, A Star is Born.
It is.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
Awesome.
Wait,
it was wonderful.
Would you settle for another Bradley Cooper? Because we are looking for a Bradley Cooper to fill in that slot.
Sure.
Bradley Cooper.
Any Bradley Cooper would be fine.
How about a guy named Bradley and a guy named Cooper?
Yeah, we'll do two.
Settle for that.
Yeah, Brad and Cooper.
Yeah, if we could add both names together and make one Bradley Cooper, that's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Sorry. Thanks for coming to see us.
Absolutely.
How disappointed are you right now, Sarah?
A little bit
disappointed. Like tears want to come out disappointed or not that bad?
Oh, they would have come out if I was really disappointed.
Did you have to like take off work or do anything special?
No.
Oh, good.
Just get up early.
Just get up early. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Where do you work? Do you work?
I was a teacher. Right now, I'm doing Uber.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm going back to teaching, hopefully, next year.
Nice. So she was hoping to get Bradley a ride.
Yeah.
Have you had anybody sort of famous ride in your car?
Someone that was on the Property Brothers, but that's it.
One of the twins?
No.
Oh.
He was just on it.
Carpenter number one.
What's your rating? Do you have a good rating?
I do have a good rating.
Okay.
4.95.
4.95? Wow.
It's really good.
Yeah, what's your secret to getting that good rating? Do you have gum and water?
Okay. I don't have water, but I have gum and
Do you initiate conversation with the passenger, or do you wait and see if they want to talk?
I usually try, and then if they're not giving it back, then I just leave them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, as a driver, do you prefer if I'm driving by myself with you? Do you want me to sit up front with you or in the back?
She's in the back.
Oh, really? Because I'm a front sitter.
That's weird.
Oh, I'm
weird.
A back sitter.
Is it weird? Why?
I'm a back sitter.
Because I don't know you like that.
See? No. Thank you.
Oh, we got to
say the same thing. You're supposed to be in the back.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this. Don't you feel safer if I'm next to you than if I'm like right behind you?
Well, as long as I don't have a knife, yeah.
Yeah.
Safer.
Unless you got the mace, though.
Do you have a charger? Phone charger?
Yes.
Okay. Or do you get upset when I ask for the Oxford to play my music?
I'm fine with it.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah, I've had someone do
any
that.
Weird stuff going on in your car, in your vehicle?
No.
Been an Uber driver?
You ever have to ask somebody, you need to get out?
No. Oh, yeah.
No one's thrown up?
Good.
No.
Okay.
Good.
What have you ever given anybody less than 5 stars? A rider?
Yes.
What would cause somebody to get less than 5 stars?
They were rude.
Oh, they were rude.
It was rude.
You think they gave you less than 5 stars?
Probably.
Yeah. They were just talking mean
to
you?
Does everyone tip?
No.
It's kind of mixed, right?
No, rarely.
We didn't know until recently that the tipping was
the initially
option on
that's
there.
Yeah. Initially, that was the selling point. You don't tip because it's all included, and now they want you to. It's hard.
Well, on Lyft, you can tip at the end.
Mm-hmm. Same with Uber.
On Uber, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they send you an email and say, would you like to add more?
Yeah.
I would add more for you, Sarah.
Oh,
yeah.
Why don't you give her a couple bucks right now?
Okay.
Came all the way down here?
Right. Yeah. Let me give you a tip. So what should start doing? Start tipping our listeners.
Look at that. Yeah. I got a dollar.
We pay you to come in.
Here, Sarah.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for driving so safely down here.
You take a credit card?
No.
Oh, wait,
I do.
Here we go.
Take Uber.
All right. Here we go. Here's a dollar, too. Kelly, give her a dollar.
I don't think I have any small change.
You can't tell us. Oh,
give her a hundred. Give her a hundred.
Hey, y'all didn't have to do what I said.
Oh, yay.
Give her a hundred.
That's all you got, Kelly?
I'm giving her a
hundred. That's all you got, Kelly?
The smallest pair I have is a 10.
I got a gift card in my restaurant.
All right, I'm going to show off and give her a 10 because that's all I got.
Wow.
Whoa.
Kelly Raspberry.
Did you know Kelly's worth $5 million on Celebrity Net Worth?
And now will you go to the deli for us?
Sure. No.
Sarah's not an intern, Kelly. She's not an intern. She's a nice person who came down here to see Bradley Cooper.
She came to see Bradley Cooper and she left with $15.
But more good news, Sarah, from the text. I need a teacher at my school.
Do you want to go back and teach?
I do.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What do you teach?
Elementary school.
Like all subjects?
All subjects.
Oh, great. Yeah. Oh, any?
Pre-K through 6, all subjects.
Pre-K is the best, all right.
All right.
No. I like them.
Maybe we got a job.
Gosh, yeah. No Bradley Cooper, but $15 and a job.
You like what grade? I'm sorry, they cut you off. What grade do you like?
Like fourth grade.
Yeah.
Third, fourth grade.
I did fourth grade twice.
Yeah. Because that's before the kids need to start wearing the deodorant, right?
They're just starting to need it.
Yeah, is that a weird time with the kids?
Sometimes,
because some of them are going through puberty, some of them aren't.
You start seeing little facial hairs.
Oh, I remember my first armpit hair.
And look at
you're
now.
Still hanging on to
the
it.
Kids are still asking.
Now I can see it with your arms closed.
You can.
I'm trim that up.
Yeah. There's.
Come on.
You're starting to be that guy.
What guy?
You're starting to be that guy.
Your hair is sticking out from under your short sleeve.
You know what he's like? He's like that guy that struggles to grow facial hair, so he lets it grow really long everywhere else where he can grow it.
I don't choose where the hair grows.
It's like little chia pets under there.
I don't choose it.
Hair chooses you.
You guys, I'm going to shave my armpits tonight.
Good. Thank you.
Really?
Yes.
Is that in?
Just leave a little, no strips are in again. Like a little bit.
A strip on my armpit?
Yes.
Sarah, is that cool?
No.
Whatever floats your boat.
I'm telling you, I get wax style tips. They let me know. I ask every time I go in for a wax, what's everyone doing? I want to know, like, what's everyone doing? You got to stay on top of the trends.
There's armpit trends?
Well, you know, just in general body hair trends.
People brain them.
Leaving a little is the trend.
Leaving a little? Like a little flavor saver type thing?
Ew.
Oh, you say, but you have one under your lip.
I'm thinking about
I do armpits. Not. That's a beard. I shave it all off now.
No.
You're going to be in British again.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to again. Well, Sarah, I'm sorry Bradley Cooper's not coming this morning.
Absolutely.
But you can hang out. Enjoy your $15.
Yeah, $15. I got some barbecue sauce for you here. Never been opened.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some various little gifts that we can send you home with. Okay.
A little swag bag. And speaking of giving away money like we did to Sarah right there from our own wallet. It's time to hook you up with that password for Beat the Bank.
Extreme!
Thank you, Big Al Mac. Your password this hour, you'll need it to go inside one of our vaults, is Cooper.
Cooper.
Cooper is your password.
Got it.
That means Beat the Bank is coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, we want you to be big winners.
Yep, yep.
It's time to play Beat the Bank.
Extreme!
Pick up that phone, give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Give us a number, Jenna.
23.
Caller number 23 gets to play Beat the Bank Extreme. Speaking of 23, LeBron James.
Yeah.
LeBron James.
Did you see that they're going to do Space Jam 2?
Yes.
I'm not really thrilled about it. Right. I feel like we're just redoing everything that was done a long time ago.
Why not just
give LeBron his own movie?
This is what I'll say. A Star is Born redeemed that theory for me, mm-hmm. because not only did I not know that it was... I knew it was a remake of Bette Midler, Kris Kristofferson movie, right? But yeah. Barbara Streisand. But I did not realize it was a remake of another, much older one.
Is it Judy Garland?
And this one was excellent. So it can be reinterpreted
and done again and be done really well.
Just make sure it's really good.
Yeah.
Make sure you
How many kids have not seen Space Jam? They won't have any point of reference.
And if you want to look at the positives, technology has gotten so much better.
Because
if you watch Space Jam now,
I go back. My nostalgia, I want my daughter to see some movies that I watched, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
I wish I hadn't have gone back and watched that again.
HD ruined it.
Like E.T.?
The computer generated, was it CGI?
But they try to remaster them, and then when they remaster them, it's clearer picture, and it just doesn't look right. So maybe that'll be cool with LeBron James.
I used to think, man, that monkey looks so real, and now it's like, you could tell it's a puppet.
Yeah. Like Jumanji. Right. Going back and watching the old Jumanji with Robin Williams.
That one. Yeah. The Nightmare on Elm Street movies, can't watch them anymore.
Really?
Because just the graphics. Yeah, the graphics are just... The one where, like, it's a big Freddy head and he's sticking his tongue out.
Yeah,
and
you can almost
fake.
See his, like, the strings holding up his arms as they expand. And we're like, ah!
It's too much. All right, while we wait, there's some new music that came out.
Let's hear it.
And Kelly said, and we all agreed, we're going to forgive Avril Lavigne because if you've been listening to the show for a while, you've heard us say that we love Canadians and except Avril Lavigne. And it stems back to when we were going to interview her a few years ago at one of our concerts, and she was just throwing a major temper tantrum and
other
kicking
people
walls.
Other people have had similar experiences. She's been internet memes and all that stuff. But yeah. I'm like, you know what? Time has passed, and people should be allowed to change. Otherwise, what's the point? If we don't develop as human beings, what's the point?
Hey, we're not the same we were 10 years ago.
Exactly. Right? So let's give Avril a chance.
But I kind of enjoyed not liking her.
I just started not liking her.
You can do whatever you want, but me personally, I'm going to give her a chance.
I'll tell you, my first kiss.
You guys got me to not like her, and now you're changing your mind again.
And that's not fair of us. We shouldn't poison
you.
Even Chad Kroeger didn't like her.
Right? Well, there you go.
I know. But I want to like her just because
and he was married to her.
I know.
Well,
and he said she was a nightmare. Come on.
That's exes.
Still married.
Yeah, that's exes.
But
sometimes your ex is not going to like you.
The Christian side of me, Kelly.
That's right. Agrees
with you.
And it's not fair for us to poison Avril for you when talking to
you,
the universal you. That, you know, you haven't met her and had your experience.
But
that's
it was
not
nice.
Fair of us.
But it was nice.
It was fun.
It was fun for a long time. Anytime I'd ever meet anybody from Canada, ever, anywhere, I'd say, oh, you're so nice. I love every Canadian except for Avril Lavigne. Yeah. I've said that for over 10 years.
She has new music out.
You can still do it. Is it any good?
We're about to find out because it's been 5 years since Avril has come out with music.
She's been sick.
She's been struggling with Lyme disease. So maybe that changed her for the better as well.
Maybe she realized, you know, I got to be a better person.
Yeah, and the song is called Head Above Water.
Gotta keep my head.
Churches.
She does make great
music.
Very
talented.
She does.
That's almost, Kelly, as inspirational as the Kelly Raspberry thing.
Yeah. Almost.
That is. Was that a religious song? Is that Christian?
It has that feel, right? It has a little church feel to
Maybe
it.
Maybe she's found the Lord.
Maybe she has.
Yeah.
She's my sister in Christ.
Here we go.
Hey! Not Avril song. This is Kelly Raspberry's.
Come on, Kelly.
Democratic Morning Show TV show theme song.
Just when you thought about giving up.
Praise
Am I going to say it
something
right?
Inside.
I don't know the word yet.
It's time to get up.
Get up,
don't
girl.
Let the problems of life get you down. Because I know a way you can turn it around. You are a part of my family. You are part of my tribe. You have a reason to live this
Come on, everybody.
Moment to shine. Hey, nation, wake up.
Uh-huh.
Rise.
Bible study at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Also, Imagine right. Dragons. These guys keep coming out with new songs.
I'm telling tonight. You.
They released a new song for their new Wreck-It Ralph movie. Again, it should be Ralph Wrecks the Internet instead of Ralph Breaks the Internet.
I agree with you.
They even say it in the trailer.
I agree with you.
It's just I don't get it. No, those little things that just kind of irritate you, that's one of them.
Yeah, right? I guess.
But their new song is called Zero.
Hello, hello, let me tell you what it's like to be a zero, zero. Let me show you what it's like to always feel, feel. Like I'm empty and there's nothing really real, real. I'm looking for a way out. Hello, hello, let me tell you what it's like to be a zero, zero. Let me show you what it's like to never feel, feel. Like I'm good enough for anything that's real, real. I'm looking for a way out. I find out how to tell you how I want to run away. And it always makes you feel a certain way. I find a balance in the middle of the chaos. Set me up, set me down, set me never, damn it. But I remember walking in the heat of the summer. Wide-eyed woman with a marvelous wonder. 27 years and I've nothing to show. Falling from the doves to the dark of the cold. Looking through the rays of the ones before me. Looking through the path of the young and lonely. I don't want to hear about what to do.
Like it.
I don't want to do it just to do it for you.
It's a movie song, you can
right.
tell. Yeah. They did it for the movie. They had to write it based on the experience. Do they watch the movie? Do they watch the movie before they write a song, or they just tell them the movie's about this, write about it?
I think you can see the first movie and kind of get a feel for it, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess.
I don't know how that process works, JC.
I really want to know how they do the movie song.
Oh, no,
I would want to watch a movie if I'm going to write the song for it.
Yeah, I bet they get some footage.
Yeah, right.
But you got to think about with the Bond, like when Adele did Bond, you know, they all kind of sound a little similar. So they have something to work with when they do the Bond theme song.
You know, the vibe.
Do we have a Bond yet? Do they
still
tell
Daniel
us?
Craig.
It's still going to be Daniel Craig?
Still Daniel
okay.
Craig, but now they're
I don't want to do it. I hate this role. This role is creatively stifling me.
Oh, a few more million? Okay.
Be back. Yeah, what? His deal was like 90? Yeah.
Ridiculous. I would be like, as the producers of that movie, like, forget you, and not in those words. If you're saying that stuff in the press, why would you want him to come back?
But this one's not going to be released now. They think they found a new director. 2020, right?
2020?
Valentine's 2020.
Oh.
That's what I read.
I haven't watched a James Bond movie since...
They're good when, like, nothing's on and you turn one on. They're good. Daniel Craig's great. And,
All right.
Well, Lil Wayne... We don't have any of that yet, do we? It's supposed to come out tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to put it on my What I Like, but I don't know if I'll be able to unless there's some edited.
I'm sure that we can bleep it.
But it's supposed to come out tomorrow. You know, I've been anxiously awaiting this since 2011.
I know you have, even though he was supposed to retire.
I know, and he might die.
No,
I'm so worried about him. Has he still been seasoned?
He's been, not that I heard of, but he's been skating a lot.
Good.
So if I see him skating, that means if he can ride a skateboard, he's doing it, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
So far, so good. But right now, you got that Avril Lavigne song. It's called Head Above Water, and also Imagine Dragons Zero. And tomorrow, Jenna will hopefully have some of that Lil Wayne for you. But right now, let's give away some money.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Extreme. Beat the bank. Extreme. Should we forgive Avril? Maybe Heath Ledger, too. How about Gary Busey and that home improvement dude, too? Beat the bank. Extreme. Beat the bank. Extreme.
He was rude.
Wow.
He was?
So rude.
So rude. He wouldn't look up. He just...
He was flipping through the pages of a magazine.
Like an auto trader.
Oh, really?
Yuck.
And the entire time. Like the entire mothballs.
Time. But he's buzzing.
He didn't say that, but he was so... He just had that musty smell. And we walked in. It was that... And, you know, the publicist was so nice to get us that interview. And she could tell she was kind of nervous and awkward. And he just sat there flipping the page of the magazine where we tried to talk to him. Wouldn't even make
eye
contact.
She hated her job.
Yeah.
No, he did. She was... Yeah, she was so embarrassed.
Well, that's what I mean. She hated having to deal with
him. Having to work
awful.
With him. But he's Buzz Lightyear, though.
But I should give him another chance.
Yeah.
I guess so.
You don't know what his experience was that day. We don't know what happened to him the minute before we walked in that room.
What about Skinny Margarita Lady?
Bethany's
terrible.
Give her another chance, too?
She's out there doing good deeds, helping flood victims.
Yeah. Didn't she just lose her ex-boyfriend or something? Or her boyfriend? Didn't he pass away?
Yeah.
Did I see that?
He died of an opioid.
Yeah. So she's going through a lot.
Yeah.
We'll forgive her, too. Everybody's forgiven. We pardon everybody on
the right thing to do.
The right thing to do until they do something wrong again. Let's meet our contestant. Hi, Mary Beth.
It's dark.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Are you in the car right now?
I am.
All right. On the way to work?
Yep, but I parked, so
good.
I don't lose service.
Good.
Yeah, good move. Good move.
You're in a good zone.
Yeah, you can pay attention. Make sure you listen to everything going on. You don't want to. You don't want to have that the door close on you. Now, what do you do for work, Mary Beth?
I'm a speech therapist.
Ooh.
Cool. Oh, girl, we need some help up in here.
For real.
Yeah, we do.
Some of us just randomly start talking British for no reason whatsoever.
Do you know why that's happening to me, Mary Beth?
I don't know.
I don't know why I go into this British accent. I seriously don't mean to.
You're married now.
I like that you like.
I guess so. I secretly do want to have the accent, but it just randomly happens to me. It's weird. Is she married now? I did it today again this morning. I don't know what I said, but I said it. I remember it was a British thing. All right, well, Mary Beth, which vault did you decide to go with?
17.
Vault number 17.
All right. Good choice.
I like that number. That's a good number. Let's pull that one out.
Let's hope so.
All right. Let's step up to Vault 17.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Cooper.
Password.
Oh, yeah. Cooper. Again, don't forget, Bradley Cooper had to cancel on us this morning.
Yeah.
Just in case you're driving down here. Yep. All right, Mary Beth, congratulations. You have gained access into the vault. Here's how it works. You're going to be in there with the banker. He's going to give you dollar amounts that steadily increase. Your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. Now, here are your five potential totals. If you hear anything basically with 1,000 on it, it's not going to go higher, okay? It could be 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, or $10,000. Again, if you hear anything that's 1,000, I would say stop, because if you don't...
Not going any higher.
It won't go any higher, yeah. If you don't and that door closes on you, you won't get nothing. And look, we really, really want you guys to be winning this money.
But the vault could shut at any time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we've had people that kind of hang in there and it closes on them at, you know, $600. You just have to... It's a gut instinct thing. Yeah.
Feel it out.
Right.
Every vault is different. And it, you know, it could be $500, it could be...
Whatever.
$10,000. You never know with our banker. You got it, Mary Beth?
I got it.
You got it, girlfriend. All right, let's do it. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
$120. $180. $240. $290. $330. $460. $530. $550.
Dang it.
The banker's not feeling very giving this morning with Vault 17.
Yeah.
Chintzy vault.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry. So sorry, babe.
That's okay. Thank you.
I hope you have a wonderful day at work this morning, Mary Beth.
We'd give you money, but we gave it to the last listener
who
came in. And we disappointed.
I don't have any dollars in my
life. I don't have anything left.
I like Mary Beth a lot.
Yeah.
Mary, hopefully we talk to you again soon. Again, your next chance to play Beat the Bank is coming up. We'll hook you up with another password in about 30 minutes.
All right.
And coming up next, why don't we open up the phone lines and do some first world problems. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, what is a first world problem? Well, it's a problem you feel guilty complaining about because it's not that big of a deal, but it is pretty funny.
Yeah.
For example, we got one here from the text. They're coming in early. If you want to do that, just text us or use the hashtag first world problem so we could find you on Instagram or Twitter. But this one says, I'm trying to be healthy and pack my lunch instead of eating out, but I feel so dorky carrying a lunchbox around my college campus, and there's no room in my backpack.
Oh, no.
Hashtag first world problems.
Oh, no.
Hey, you're trying to be healthy, but
just own it.
Yeah, just own it.
Own it.
Here's what I learned. Nobody's paying attention.
No.
In college.
No.
Everybody's hungover.
Be confident and own it.
Everybody's hungover.
So hungover. We want to take your first world problems, Kid Nation. We'll do that next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I got a first world problem.
You got one of those, Kid Nation? Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Well, she had one earlier on the show. Kid Nation member Sarah got up all early, got dressed up, came down, sat in front of the studio because she wanted to see Bradley Cooper, only to find out that he had canceled yesterday.
Bummer.
Bummer.
I was excited about that one.
I know. Again, that phone number, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
From the text.
Yes, sir.
My 11-year-old sprained her ankle so badly that she can't drive her golf cart around the neighborhood. Hashtag first world problems. It is so weird when I'm driving around and I see 12-year-old kids in the golf carts. Driving better than some adults, by the way.
It's cool.
Seriously,
that's cool.
And they're paying out.
I feel like they pay more attention than some of the adults in the neighborhood.
Probably because they know if they have one accident.
One incident, you're
parents
done.
Parents are going to say, no mas.
Now, I don't know if I would allow my kids to drive that young because I don't know if I would trust them. Or I don't know if I would ever want to buy a golf cart because I found out they're very expensive.
Oh, they are, dude. It's a car.
I know. I thought they were going to be like $500. I could get one. No.
No. I had a neighbor that had a golf cart and I got golf cart envy and I looked into it.
Yeah. It's a car. It's a freaking car.
Yeah. They're very expensive. Yeah. You put sound system on them, lights and stuff.
Oh, some spinners, everything.
You can make them street legal too.
Yeah, I know. You got to get that license plate and the registration.
I would kind of like to have one, though.
I know.
I don't know where I would drive it.
I don't know where I would park it.
Yeah, I would love to have one.
Maybe one day. Also from the text, my football team, LSU, is doing really good, but I can't pay attention in class because all I do is look forward to the next game.
Yes.
Hashtag first world problem.
They
go Tigers!
Yeah, LSU's crushing it. I guess it was, to some, unexpected, but to LSU fans and LSU students, they knew it was about to happen. Let's go to the phones.
All right.
Lorraine, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi. Good morning. What's your first world problem?
Okay. So I went to Neiman's back on the 8th to order a Louis Vuitton bag that I've been wanting. And I've been so annoyed these past few days because it's still not in. And I have date night Friday with my husband, and now I don't have my Louis Vuitton bag to take with me.
So annoying when you buy something
I know.
expensive and then you're waiting on it.
Exactly. It was way too expensive to wait this long. I could have had it a week. Ago when they said it, I was supposed to get it in.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
They just kind of have a regular purse at your date.
Go in and demand a loaner.
Yeah. Ooh, do they do loaners?
No.
Well, car.
But, you know, customer's always right, JC. Yeah. Come on.
They should do loaners if your purse didn't come in, because maybe you had a big event. Thanks, Lorraine, I mean. No, I said Lorraine. From the text as well.
That was the English pronunciation. The British pronunciation.
Oh, was it?
It's the Brit in you.
The Brit in me.
Lorraine.
I just joined a new gym because it's closer to my new house, but the dumbbells only go up to 75 pounds. Way too light for me. Hashtag first world problems.
Can you relate, JC?
No, my gym goes up to 120.
No, I mean, but 75 is just not enough.
That's enough. For most people.
Yeah, I think it's, let me just do some more. I'd be happy with if it went up to 75.
Dumbbells only go up to 75.
Jeez. 75. I don't know if I could lift 75 with both hands. Maybe I could.
I think we got one here.
I struggle to load the 45s on the bar.
Yeah.
Like, that's about my... I mean, I can lift more than that, but that's for me. Like, okay, I'm uncomfortable.
You're benching 135, girl?
No, I squat.
Oh, the squats, yes.
I squat it. I don't bench. I can't tell you the last time I bench pressed.
Al, do you still think you can bench 225 pounds? You said you could a few weeks ago.
I could. Oh, if I did 315 back in the day. Three plates, dog. Three plates on each side. And a nip.
Three plates on each side. It could be any weight. Three plates.
Yeah, no, three plates.
345.
Three 45 plates. I could. 225, I probably still could. I couldn't do it like a whole bunch of times, but I probably could.
Do it once.
225?
I think you could do it once.
That's two plates on each side,
Two plates on each side, yeah.
Easy enough to find out.
Let's have a liftoff.
We tried to do it at the YMCA when we went to play basketball for the Kid Nation TV.
Oh, you did? I was gone by then.
Yeah, exactly.
You heard what was happening.
Right?
Yeah. And it was after we played a game of basketball. Yeah. We were tired, so maybe that would have gotten in the way. Hi, Chrissy.
Hey guys, what's up?
What's up? What's your first world problem?
Okay, so I have a sleep number bed, so I can control the number and then the elevation from the app on my phone.
Whoa. Wow.
But the problem is, if I'm watching Netflix on my phone and I'm ready to lay down, I have to get out of my Netflix show to go into my sleep number app to adjust my bed.
That is the quintessential first world problem.
That is right there.
Teach me your tech ways.
Yeah. But don't you have a remote for your bed?
Well, no, we didn't buy the remote because we didn't want our kids to play with it. And when they said you could just Bluetooth it to your phone, we're like, well, let's not get the remote.
Do you ever play jokes on your husband, like go in the living room and then mess with the bed?
Oh, my God, totally. The other day, I deflated him down to zero, and he was, like, freaking out because he couldn't figure out what was going on. It was awesome.
Oh, Chrissy, you're awesome.
I'm sinking in the bed.
Make his feet rise up.
I'm sinking. Why am I sinking?
Somebody going to all the trouble of buying a sleep number bed and realizing my perfect number is zero.
Is that
just a flat mattress?
Basically, yeah.
Is that all it is?
You get on it, it's like...
My perfect number is zero.
Zero.
Truthfully, I lost my remote, so I sleep flat.
Sleep expert.
I didn't know. I gotta get an app for my phone.
Yeah.
Get the app.
But how do I even do it?
You might
not have it with yours, but maybe you do. I don't know. Google it.
I told you my wife decided to get the one mattress, and so we could have gotten two because we got the adjustable frame.
Base,
so we each could have had our own remotes and had it the way we wanted. But my wife was like, "No, I don't want the crack in the middle. That again, you can't feel the crack in the middle." And now she complains that we don't have the separate mattresses.
Yeah, you can put a cover over.
Yeah, because I like my feet up and my back up, and she wants flat. Yeah, and so we compromise and we sleep flat.
I'd get a divorce.
You've learned so well, huh?
Hi, Katie.
Hi, you guys.
Hey.
Welcome to First World Problems. What's yours?
I've been late to work every day this week trying to get through to beat the bank, and I can't get through, but I can get through to First World Problems.
<All right. laughs>
There you go.
I know. Keep trying, Katie. We got your password coming up here in about 15 minutes, okay?
Well, I'm late to work now.
Sorry.
Yeah. Our bad.
We're just causing a lot of First World Problems with Katie this morning. But she'll get in eventually. Oh, no, Devin. What's your first world problem, Devin?
My lawn guy ended up in jail, and so now I have to learn how to work the lawnmower all by myself.
Well, they're more. They're
I'm
more...
allergic to grass. That's my first world problem.
That's probably what he's in jail for.
The grass.
But there are more lawn guys. Could you just get a different guy?
Can't cheat on your lawn guy.
I've had to try to find a different one, but we've known him for years.
Well, bail him out.
Al? She wasn't calling for your help.
What if you bail him out and then take him back to jail?
After he mows?
Yeah.
I just needed a quick mow.
All right, bro, I'm going to get you out, dude. Where are we going now? Back to jail. I got to get my money back.
Man.
Yeah, sorry, bud. What's up, Bryce?
What's going on?
All right, man. We want to hear your first world problem. What's happening?
So I was sitting in the drive-thru this morning getting me a little bit of breakfast, and I got kind of frustrated with the fact that I had to use the sun visor in my Jeep because my $300 sunglasses wouldn't cut it.
Oh, no.
It was just too sunny.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we got some working, man.
Come on, man.
Bailey wrote us on the text and said, my first world problem is that in Spanish class, I can't roll my R's, so I always get my pronunciations wrong, and I have to do it again. Aw. Yeah, that's not fair when you can't roll your R's. Kelly, can you roll your R's? Yeah.
Ricardo.
Was it Jenna that can't?
No, can't.
Go ahead. Say my middle name.
I can't.
Roberto.
What about Roberto. I can't?
Just try
it's
it.
So hard for you to understand.
It must be some sort of chromosome thing, right?
What about...
It is. I heard it's like a genetic thing, yeah. But...
Like you can't... Some people can't make a taco tongue.
I can't taco.
Yeah.
So there's Mexican people that live in Mexico that can't say the R?
How sad for them.
Really?
I can't taco. I can't clover. I can gleek.
Yeah, Jenna's a great gleeker.
Go ahead and give us a gleek.
She can, no.
Oh.
She can go like 3 feet.
Oh, gleek is spitting.
Yeah,
gleek is that the little thing hole under your tongue.
Spit that comes out for no reason.
I can gleek one way. I can do it two way.
Oh, speaking of the gleek area,
yeah.
My wife was watching a video last night of a stone coming out of the guy's
gland.
The gland.
Yeah.
That's gross.
It was like a little sword coming out, like a lightsaber. It was so cool. And then when he put it in the bowl, it made a sound. It was hard.
Disgusting.
And they said it's
calcified.
Yeah, they say it stinks too.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
He would just be leaving the studio right now.
Yeah.
We'd all be sitting around going like, oh, man, he was so cool. That was such a good interview. What could have been?
Yeah, we should do a bit one day about what we could have done. what we wanted to do, but didn't happen.
Yeah. You know.
I was really looking forward to meeting him.
Maybe one day, Al.
One day.
One day it'll happen.
One day, Cooper.
Well. Our contestant just hung up, so we're going to get
your face.
No way.
As soon as I was going to pot it, I was going to bring it up, pot it up.
Potty really? Made up. Like, oh, no face. I'm like, what happened?
Yeah, they hung up.
Oh, no.
That's never happened. Oh, my gosh.
What happened?
What happened?
So we'll get
maybe
someone
got
on the line.
I don't
yeah,
know.
Sometimes, you know, that's why.
Or maybe mom walked in and they panicked.
You got that good connection. And then all of a sudden, that good connection is gone, just like that.
Yeah. Shout out.
And what if that would have been? You'll always wonder if your phone disconnected.
And
would that have been the $10,000 vault?
We'll never know now.
Well, eventually he will because he'll hear somebody pick the vault he wanted.
Yeah.
But it's okay. We got a new one on the phone right now.
All right.
Hi, Kayla.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, you guys are never going to believe it. I was telling my husband about this last night, about calling in to you guys.
Well, Kayla, I guess it was meant to be because,
straight.
You know, somebody's misfortune is your, you know, now your treasure.
Right.
Or hopefully your
That's
treasure.
Right.
We want to hook you up. Now, what vault would you like to go with, Kayla?
Number 9.
Vault number 9, okay. And what are you doing right now? You're at home with your husband?
No, my husband's at work. I'm at home with my 2-year-old.
Staying at home. What's your 2-year-old's name?
Her name's Kate.
Kate. She's being very quiet and...
Wow.
Look, I'm giving her Play-Doh. Anything she wants, she can have
her. Don't mess with mommy right now.
All right, well, let's step up to your vault, Kayla.
Hello.
Okay.
Please enter your password.
Cough syrup.
Password.
Good job.
Well played, Kayla.
Good job, Kayla.
That is the password right there. And since Kelly's been on that cough syrup this morning, here she is to tell you how we played Meet the Bank.
Good call. I'm on nighttime cough syrup. And you want me to explain the rules?
Of course. We'll get your back in case you missed something.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to put you in the vault with the banker who's going to announce dollar amounts that will gradually increase.
Okay.
And your job is to yell stop before the vault door closes. Now, here's the twist. You know, before, the highest it could go was $1,000. But now it could be a much bigger amount. But when you hear a number with the word 1,000 after it, whether it's 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, or 10,000, yell stop.
Yeah.
Because it will go no higher.
Okay.
So you understand? Because you might have heard the other day we had some confusion, but that's it. When you hear any dollar amount that's $1,000, say stop.
There's no possible larger amount after that.
No possible larger amount. But the door could shut at any time, as we heard earlier today.
Yeah, that's
so it's up to you to feel. Yeah, you got to feel it out.
The banker was feisty.
Did I do okay?
Yeah, you did.
You passed the test.
Thank you.
Kayla, any questions?
No.
All right. I know you're a little bit nervous. It's okay. Just keep handing that Play-Doh off to your daughter.
Okay.
All right, let's do it. Let's play.
Beat the Bank.
$70, $90, $220. 260, 290, 410.
470. 550. 630. 740. 920.
Stop.
1,000.
Oh,
okay.
That's all right.
Okay, all right. All right. All right. Judges running in.
What's Cheddar running in here? $90.
$90.
You only missed like $80.
Woo! There we go. I hear you, girl.
Oh my gosh, it's up and it said $10,000.
I hear you, girl. Yeah, I hear you.
It was 1,000 that it stopped at?
Yes, yes.
920.
Yeah, you got 920, but it stopped at 1,000.
Yeah. But, okay. Yeah, so you got 920. I mean, that's
how much
not that much.
How much Play-Doh do you think you can buy with $920?
Oh, my God. You got this isn't even registered right now.
Yeah, right. Let that register, Kayla. You're $920 richer. Now, what are you going to do with that money?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Yesterday was my husband's 9-year anniversary, so I think we're going to treat ourselves.
Yeah. Go on a good date or something. Maybe go on a road trip together.
There you go.
Unreal.
That'll
Thank
pay
you guys so much.
You're welcome.
Get a sitter. You'll definitely be able to pay for a sitter right there with $920. Kayla, congratulations.
Thank you.
They say that the country is going on 20% more micro breaks.
What's that mean?
A 1 to 2 day vacation.
Oh, yeah.
It's up like 20%.
I think that helps you mentally.
Exactly.
I really do.
It's not a real vacation.
Especially but 2 days away.
Three or four hours away. You know, a little drive. Stay somewhere. Yeah, micro break is what they're calling those.
Well, that's Kayla right there with $920 with Beat the Bank. Congratulations, you hold on for us. And look, if you missed out on your chance to win that money today, it's all good because we'll be back tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's Friday, so everybody's going to be feeling well. Hopefully the banker's going to be feeling awesome
right.
as well. And you'll have your shot to play Beat the Bank. Again, we hook you up with those passwords at 710 and 810 Central.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
Well, I just learned something that blew my mind.
What's that?
You know when you're bread, you make a sandwich, right?
Yeah.
And then you look down and you're about to put the final piece of bread on top of your delicious sandwich and you notice that bread has a little bit of mold on it.
Okay.
So what we did is we would just cut off that piece of the mold.
Yeah.
And then use the remaining, right? Because it's all clean. It looks clean.
Yeah.
Well, according to science, which it keeps ruining my life, the science thing. You're not supposed to do that. That's just as bad as eating the moldy part.
Yeah. The part that doesn't have mold on it is just as bad as the part that does have mold
on it? Yeah, because apparently what we're seeing is just the reproduction of the mold happening on top. But they said that mold is like, it's fungi, it's like fungus. And so it has roots called hyphae. And basically, it's already been infected. It infected the entire piece of bread. In fact, you might not even be safe to eat the whole loaf. The whole loaf could be infected with the mold. The little roots that are already growing on there.
Ew.
My whole life, I've been cutting out the moldy part, and now I know that it's not working.
But you know what? You're fine.
But did you die? That's the question, right?
Yeah, and we do it with cheese all the time.
Yeah, because you use it to. That's how we get cheese, right? Isn't it a little bit of mold action?
Yeah. Right.
But I guess they do it. There's a way to do that correctly. But they said that it could. There could be some. Things with your health if you eat the mold. But again, like Kelly said, I've been doing this my whole life, and I've never gotten sick that I know of.
You've gotten some mild food poisoning before, and I think we all experience some levels of it when you have, like, unexplained, why do I suddenly have diarrhea? Well, you probably ate something that gave you a mild case of food poisoning. So, I think some people think food poisoning, you have to be in the hospital with IVs. It's not always that severe.
No.
What about with milk? Is it just the milk that's on top that's sour, or is it the whole bottle?
My grandmother used to purposely drink curdled milk.
Why?
I guess for the, something about the, it was good for you, some of that bacteria or whatever, I believe. I'm not really sure.
Ugh. I don't know if I could do that.
I can't ask her now.
Yeah. She did
it's
that.
It's got to be bad for you. It's got to... Imagine if you're lactose intolerant. I think that would give like triple the effect of what that does for you. Mm. Aren't you? Would that kill you, Jenna?
Kill me?
Yeah. Bad milk? Because you can't even drink good milk.
Right. I don't really have any desire to test it.
Hey,
bad milk.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Heard that in a song.
That's right. Thanks, Kelly Clarkson. And so there you go. Apparently, I just saw this, so I didn't get the complete details on this. So that's a little bit of tidbit news for you. But
thank you.
Stop cutting off the moldy part and eating the rest of the bread because you're eating the hyphae. That
Stop
sounds
being
cool.
The hyphy.
The hyphy sounds hyphy. Cool, though. Hyphy. And you know how I told you I'm trying to get my wife back because she caught me in the shower singing. So I'm looking for pranks to do. And then Jimmy. I didn't say play it, Trey. Thank you. Jimmy Kimmel was talking about pranks yesterday. And I think this is something I would want to try. I want to get your guys' thoughts on this.
Oh, boy.
Because Peter Dinklage was on from Game of Thrones and told Jimmy Kimmel that he'll lay on the ground in his trailer and prank the production crew into thinking he's dead. And then Jimmy came in with a story of his own that was pretty dark.
My mother used to do that to us when to my sister and I when we were children.
Yeah.
She'd lay on the floor.
Horrible. That's your mother. Orphan.
Yeah.
Threatening.
Well, no, we still have my father. I mean, in a pinch, but he couldn't really cook anything, so it was like, yeah, we would starve. We would eventually be orphans. It would take like 4 days. But she would do that. She would lay on the ground.
She'd do the ketchup and everything?
No, she would not do
ketchup.
Not
a murder.
It was a very subtle death that she would have.
Right.
She'd lay quietly on the floor, and she hates when I tell the story and has actually requested that I stop telling this story, which is why I like to double up. But she'd lay on the ground, and she'd pretend, she'd lay very still, mm-hmm. and then we'd be like, come on, Mom. Then we'd be like hitting her on the head or whatever. And then she would lay there. And then eventually we'd start to cry and she'd start laughing.
Oh, my gosh.
Jason's laughing. Why are you laughing?
How mean is that?
It's awful.
I can't imagine. My mom did this to me, too.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. I cannot imagine my mother do. Oh, my gosh.
Not more than, I think it was only a handful of times.
I do
remember crying, and I do remember we lived in Mexico.
Funny.
But I remember she would even hold her breath and everything so that there was no movement. And it got me.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I played dead for my dog.
Yeah.
She does not care.
She doesn't care?
Doesn't explore, doesn't, well, yeah, because I like to scare.
Right.
When she gets close to sniff, doesn't care.
Because I have seen some of these pranks on YouTube where they'll go above and beyond with the whole robbery type deal.
Yeah.
And they have those packs of damn movies. That's too much, right?
No, you can't do that, man.
Don't joke with that one.
And then the parents that got in trouble for doing their kids, you know.
Oh, the YouTube family.
The YouTube family.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, that,
they lost their kids over that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were bad.
But that was child
really,
abuse.
Really bad, yeah.
Yeah, that was 100% child abuse.
Making your kid think you're dead is child abuse.
I did that.
I'm saying, but if somebody set up a camera and put that out on the internet and you saw the kids hysterically thinking
freaking
their mom
out.
Is dead,
yeah.
People would be screaming, take those kids away. That's not funny.
Yeah.
They would
right.
be screaming
oh,
that.
Oh, of course.
Depends on
especially
the
nowadays.
If it happens that's not documented with a video camera, we don't think, it doesn't sound so bad until you see it.
The
that
reaction.
Poor kid standing there crying.
Yeah, back
but
in the
me
day,
as
cool.
a child, yeah. That's, it depends on the child because I love to be scared. My parents went to great lengths to scare me. They never played dead, but I mean, they would put a Chucky doll in my closet with the light on and the door open in the middle of the night so I'd wake up and see this Chucky doll.
Yeah.
And I'd scream. I love to be scared, though.
Yeah.
Everything's changed so much. I remember I told you I'm afraid of clowns. And my parents, to get over my fear of clowns, my dad went and got a 6-foot stuffed clown and hung it on my wall to get over my fears. It traumatized me.
Yeah.
It traumatized me. I hated
was it
this
like
clown.
Twisty looking though?
No, it was just
so
a long
scary.
Clown and he just sat there staring. But and it looked like he was hanging from a rope, so his neck's all crooked staring at me.
So mom dead on the floor, funny. Dead clown doll, not funny.
I'm so close.
I don't know if either of them. I mean, back in the day.
Yeah, right.
I look back at it now and I laugh. I haven't done that to my kids. I don't think I could because I don't think my son would react very well to that.
No.
But it's like the invisible kid thing. Remember, like, what's
right?
been going on
yes.
lately?
When, is that rude?
Is it rude when the whole family partakes and makes the kid feel like they actually disappeared? It's hilarious.
Right.
I hate to take the fun out of everything, but, I mean, there's got to be a line, though. You
yeah.
know, I hate to keep saying, well, you can't do that because the climate or because, you know, too many things happening. I mean, you still got to be able to play around with people.
Especially when the kid is known to scare parents. You know, they say that's the flip side. That, and I used to try and scare my mom and dad all the time. I mean, I would tiptoe downstairs. I would get down on the ground and crawl around the kitchen island and just
same.
Terrorize my mom. She probably hated it, but I loved scaring her.
This could take a nasty turn, too, though. But if you prank your kid like that and you hear your kid go, finally...
You know? Oh, no.
Can you imagine if you heard a kid say that? Like, wait a minute.
It works.
Wait a minute.
They take you in the backyard and try and bury you.
Yeah. Speaking of back in the day, so there was a survey that came out, and it asked about the 5 things that you used to do unsupervised back in the day compared to would you let your kids do it now?
Okay.
For example, would you let your 10-year-old, so they're doing 10-year-olds, would you let your 10-year-old stay at home alone for an hour or two?
Yes.
Kelly, you would? Jenna, if you had kids, would you? A 10-year-old?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd be cool.
I don't know.
Chill.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. It's hard to say.
I would. I think my
depends
parents
on the kid,
did.
Right?
Yeah.
You have the alarm system.
Yeah.
You have the cameras at the door. They have a cell phone. I mean, there's like... Right. For an hour or two.
Again, it depends on the kid.
It depends on the child.
They know to not like turn on the oven, right?
Don't mess with the stove.
Yeah, you know how your kid is. I think I would let my kids do it. My parents used to leave me home alone. I think I started at like 7 years old just because they had to go work and they didn't have any other options. But 53% said they did that by the time they were 10 years old.
Wow, okay.
But only 36% of people said they would do that for their kids today. They would allow them to stay home alone for a couple hours.
No, we're scared.
What about, it's just how much times have changed. And it's not, I don't think the world is
different?
Less safe than it was back then.
You think so? Yes.
What about walking or biking to school all alone? Would you let Emma Kelly do that?
I used to be able to do that. No way.
I personally would not, but I see it. I see these kids, these little children, and it just, you know, and they're by themselves and they're waiting to cross a busy street because they're walking home from school. And it's just like, oh, the fear in my...
So many things could go wrong.
So many things could go wrong.
You gotta let them grow up.
I know
you do. And it just, you know, grown women out jogging and they're adults and they can get snatched. But we can't live a fear-based life. I know that.
Would you let your kid do that out?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
At 10 years old?
Me, no. I live too far.
At 10 years old, man, I did it, but I don't think I could let my kids do it. And because I remember how afraid I was.
Yeah.
And I would take the alleys.
I would walk three blocks to get to the school bus stop when I was in first grade. I remember doing it, but I didn't think anything of it.
In fact, my parents would probably make me do it.
Right? And I didn't live in a really good neighborhood when I would do this, when I would walk through the alleys, but the people that were in the alleys, what I deemed would be bad people, they were always really nice to me, and they'd always say, hey, what's up, little man? And
give me a bite.
They were actually cool. They never messed with me. But, Jenna, would you let your kid walk?
I walked home every day.
You would?
From second grade to sixth grade from my school. But I can't say that I would.
Right. I know. It's just too scary. And 68% of the parents said, I did it as a child.
Yeah.
Only 43% said they would allow their kid to do that.
Because, oh my gosh, if something happened, you just have to do it yourself.
A tracker on them.
What about your kid says, hey, I'm going to go play down the street at the public park by myself. Is that cool, Mom? Kelly?
Did you do that? No. I would just...
I would take off
by myself and walk a mile to the store by myself in first grade, you know. But now my daughter would ask me, and we lived a block from the park.
Yeah.
It was right in my backyard in my old house. And I was like, no. And I would try to tell her. I said, I just could never forgive myself.
Something happened.
Last night, it's so funny you bring this up. There were two 10-year-old girls. I was leaving a meeting, and it was in a nice shopping center in town. And I overheard one was the mom. The woman was a mom of one of the girls. And she's like, okay, girls, you know the rules. Your mom would be really mad at me if anything happened to you, and you stay in this area. Because obviously they wanted to stay and play alone in the shopping center, you know. And she's like, you know the rules. You don't cross the street. You stay here. And I'm thinking, gosh,
it's
how
a
do
panic.
You trust them? How do you even trust them
it's
to
stay alone?
It's a
panic. And I would let my daughter and her girlfriend go to the park. And I would just be a nervous wreck the entire time. I would even walk a block over and look so I could see them. I want them to have a little bit of independence.
But you still want to make sure they're okay.
I'm still terrified.
That's how every Criminal Minds episode starts. I've watched too many.
In a park.
And I remember, I've told you guys this before, my grandma would let me, because she'd watch me sometimes when my mom would be gone, and I would. She'd say, go play at the park, which was down the street. But go buy me some cigarettes on your way home.
Yeah.
And that was fun.
Right.
Like, that was cool. I mean,
yeah, bring me back a six pack.
Yeah, we would.
Yeah,
so,
we would hang out at the gas station.
51% of the parents said they did that as kids. They would go play by themselves at the local park. But only 26% would allow their kids to do that. I don't think I can't. I wouldn't be able to let my kids go do that.
Oh, boy.
There's just too many things you have to tell them. Like, if someone approaches you with a dog leash and no dog, don't help him look for his
dog.
Don't
take any candy.
Yeah, no candy, no ice cream.
Anybody over the age of 10 approaches you, run.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.